Hi guys, just wanted to pop in here really quickly before we start our episode to issue a little bit of a trigger warning. At about the 18 minute mark, we start talking about the new episode of Below Deck Down Under, which means there are themes of sexual assault. So just wanted to give a little bit of a warning about that. But if you stick around for after we talk about Below Deck, there are more lighter topics before and after. And at the end of the episode, about the last 5 minutes, we do a unboxing of a surprise box sent from the influencer Hayden Cohen at Haters on Instagram. So a little fun bit at the end. Just so if you do want to skip that trigger warning section, that's about 18 minute mark until probably about the 35-40 minute mark. All right, thank you. Enjoy the episode.
Two broads
talking Bravo. How's our little sober Celsius doing?
That's not very endearing.
What? Well, you think of something better.
That's like
it's
so
Monday. That's the vibe right now.
It's a Monday evening vibe.
Our bubbly sparkling waters. How about that?
Our little bubblies.
Our bubbles.
Our bubbles.
No, that's so.
I hate all of it.
You know what?
This is your idea.
We'll brainstorm next time and we'll regroup everybody, including the folks on the phone, and we'll have a better greeting next time.
Please forgive us. How are you?
Put me back on a better train of thought because how was your whole week? I haven't seen you all week, man.
Big hiatus.
Tell me everything. You are living a whole new life now.
Well, in a whole new home, yes. Yes. I moved.
New neighborhood, new home, new bed.
Yeah, honestly, new everything.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good. It's really, really, really good. I am so exhausted. I literally felt jet lagged for the last like 4 days. I'm not even kidding.
How
like,
are you jet lagged from being the same time?
I just feel the way you feel when you're jet lagged.
You literally transported from Chestnut Hill to freaking, where are you now?
It's like Cambridge. Yeah.
And that's your jet lag?
Yes, it's a really big time zone
for the folks on the phone. It's literally like 20 minutes away from her old house to her new house.
It's like 30, but no, okay, moving all of my belongings, my whole life, plus my boyfriend's, all of his belongings, his whole life.
So your fingers are intact, that's good.
Do you see my legs? I'm completely bruised and scratched literally everywhere.
Dude, literally, when you're moving, you're literally fighting for your life.
That's like, what I'm saying.
You come out a warrior, though. Those are battle wounds.
I feel like
you're
it.
A battered wife.
I feel like Tom Schwartz, battered wife.
No, I literally have the biggest bruises from carrying that giant AC, two ACs up. Gosh. It was like massive. It was like all over here. It was so bad.
Yeah, it's brutal, but you just like you power through. Yeah, when you have that much work to do, you just power through.
Did you take pre-workout?
No, but I literally thought about it.
You
should have.
Like,
I know.
We literally discussed this.
I forgot.
Dude, I wish I took pre-workout before moving, and I had movers. Like, literally. Like,
honestly, I've never, from this point on in my life, now that I have, like, this many belongings, I'm not
next time you
movers.
Need...
I have to use movers.
Yeah, no, because you're in a much bigger space, and you should still take pre-workout even when you have movers. PSA. Like, it's still exhausting. Like,
I know.
It's the packing and the unpacking and the whole mental joie de vivre of the whole thing. Like, it's true.
I feel like that's contradictory. Is it joie de vivre? Like,
what does it actually mean?
Or something?
Is that what that means?
I thought so.
Joie de vivre was like a thing. It's like... The thing. It's like
yeah, that's your definition.
It's like the quirk, you know. It's like the thing. It's if you're like, oh, when you go to a restaurant, you know, there was like some joie de vivre about it. Like,
I think you're mixing it up with something else.
I swear to God, Google it. Check, literally Google it right now on my phone, and see what it says, because I swear, it's like an adjective I don't know, and even if I'm contradictory, it sounds funny. The way I said it.
It's the joy of living.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Well, that's super awkward. Guess what? Monica was right.
I was right. Guess what? Just mixed up another commonly used phrase.
I don't know my phrases, okay? I'm new to America.
I know what you're trying to think of, but it's not joie de vivre.
I'm definitely thinking of something else, right? Because you know what I'm talking about? Like, people literally say it. It's like an essence of something. Or it's like a quirk of something. Je ne sais quoi!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah,
there we go!
Yeah.
I meant to say je ne sais quoi. God damn it! This is my first language.
Oh my god. Well, yeah.
What were we talking about?
The term je ne sais quoi about it. It is exhausting. That's the thing. Like, by the time moving day came, I had already moved, like, boxed up so many things, moved boxes around my apartment, played Tetris to fit them all. I was so exhausted by moving day. The moving day came, like, well, time to go. We moved
time
for like 9 hours. Yeah. It was, excuse me. It was
holy
insane.
Shit!
Yeah, thank God my dad helped us too.
The 9 hours is not inclusive of the packing.
No.
And the unpacking. The 9 hours is the 9 hours of the moving.
Simply moving boxes from each of our apartments and Steph's apartment.
Did you have so much stuff at Steph's?
I didn't. Like, so our friend Steph was also moving last week, the one that recently got married. So she was downsizing, and I'm basically upsizing. I need more stuff. She needs less stuff. She's losing an outdoor space. I'm getting an outdoor space. So, like, I was just taking on those things that she didn't.
Got
which
it.
Was really nice. So we
made
a stop
at
the U-Haul at her place, and then Bob's place, and, well, my place, Steph's place, her new apartment. Bob's place, our new apartment, and that all, yeah, moving all that
we
stuff.
We have to go back and forth between Bob's place and the new place?
Because our U-Haul wasn't big enough, so we had to drop off, and yeah.
Rats.
It's okay. I love U-Haul. It's so convenient. Have you ever heard of Staples?
Oh my god, your favorite place.
U-Haul's like my new favorite place. They're so nice. They're
U-Haul?
So
you like U-Haul better than Staples?
I think I might.
Guys, this is a revelation. Damn it! Revelation!
I love this. I'm loving this.
I can't talk. It's the end of the day. My brain is turning to mush.
Me too.
Whatever. I forgot my thought. I'm over it. The point is, I'm happy you moved safely and sound, and maybe U-Haul can sponsor us. Keep moving.
Please.
Keep talking about them.
Definitely not going to keep moving after that experience. It was successful.
Did you safely drive the U-Haul?
My dad drove it.
Okay, so no issues?
No. It was a good call. I was gonna, and then he offered, and I was like, you know what? That's a really good idea.
I mean, they're terrifying. You're driving a truck.
It's also not highway or anything. It's really just the narrow streets, basically, of, like, Cambridge, which are very, very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get a parking spot for the U-Haul? Like, you guys were fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so no issues there?
Yeah, no. It was, honestly, it was
good.
Smooth. It was just physically very taxing. And so if anyone's moving, because this is moving season, people be moving.
Yeah, it's going to be honestly crazy out there in the next couple weeks, especially, like, the areas where there are colleges, like, just because, like, everyone's coming back to school, people are moving into apartments, like, it's going to be a nightmare. And honestly, the fact that you moved when you did was, like, the right time. Like, I did that last year, and I moved August. Such a game changer.
Yeah.
I used U-Haul once. I wasn't driving, but my friend was driving, and I'm pretty sure he hit someone. It was
a
terrifying.
Human or a car?
No, a car. I should have thought.
So you just witnessed
a
hit and
run.
Oh my god. You just admitted to that.
To clarify for the folks on the
phone, I think...
I can't remember what, like, actually happened. I just remember, like, my friend, whose name I will not disclose for security reasons.
In prison now.
That would be jokes. I think he, like, hit a car that was, like, parked or something. Because we were in South Boston, and it's, like, hilly and narrowy. But now I can't remember if we got hit as well. Honestly, it was a wild time using the U-Haul that I was like, last year, movers, I'm not doing this again. It's just...
It's a good call. Folks, if you're debating, to the movers. You won't regret it.
It's worth every penny. Yep. And like, the pre-workout will still help. Like, just a little bit. Well, I'm glad it was good. Did you enjoy your weekend though? Did you get to relax?
No.
Or do anything?
No. Well,
why?
I got lunch on like Sunday with some of my family at a farm, but like besides that, it's literally just like, because like basically so many boxes you can't walk. It's like, okay, we gotta just start chipping away somewhere. You chip away a little bit, chip away a little bit. You have to like take a little break. Jet lag. Like literally, also we pass out every night. Like truly, like jet lag.
You sleep like a baby. Like
baby.
You're so tired.
Yeah. It's really quite the experience.
You look more tan though. Have you been under the sun?
No.
Are you wearing a self tanner?
Maybe I'm just dirty.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if it's your outfit or what, but I'm like, you look pretty tan right now. I mean, it honestly could be from moving though, because you were literally, it was out and sunny and you said 9 hours. Like, that's a long time to be out in the sun.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we weren't in the sun the whole time. But I mean, maybe. Yeah.
That's fair.
Just a labor.
Well, soon you'll be out of the hell. It takes about like 5 months.
That's not soon.
I'm kidding, but you actually truly do feel settled into a new place. You know when a doctor's like, don't worry, you'll be healed soon. It's going to take about like 1 to maybe 7 months. And you're like, I'm sorry, bitch, what? Like, is that around too?
Yeah, it's like penguins of Madagascar. They're like, 6 to 9 months. 69 months? No, 6 to 9 months. That's basically it, yeah. No, honestly, it is a very weird feeling, like, you know, like, this is my new home. Like, obviously, you need to get used to it and settle in. And, like, we really love the place. And it's going to be very homey. And we feel good in it.
It takes time to decorate it. Because once you, like, sit and settle in it, that's when you're, like, that's when the chips flow. You know what I'm saying? That's when you're, like, and then you make better decisions, too. Because then you're not making rash decisions to just fill space.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, because then you're just thinking, I just have to fill the space.
Yes. Yes. That's so true. Yeah. We're good with buying stuff for now in terms of decor and
that's
a designer.
Cool.
I love design.
I know,
it's
you
so
whack
for
me. Vegan.
But you do, like, A, design is never done.
Designer.
So, like, any kind of design is never done, including interior and home design. Mm. You can be living with it, you can move stuff around, whatever. You know, it never has to be like, this is it forever, or this is it till I move, or whatever.
True.
It's fun to move, like, play around with it. And you have to live with it and see what works and doesn't, and then switch things around when you need to, you know? So,
yeah,
it's exciting. How was your weekend?
It was good. Honestly, it was like a dream. I beached all day, every day, and it was awesome. Super cheap, super cost effective. It was great. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, no sharks.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
you look tan.
I mean, I always look tan, but I guess I'm a little darker, kind of.
You are.
Although these stupid bug bites have literally scarred my leg. It's so hideous. Oh. Guys, wear bug spray. And if you're wearing bug spray, wear more bug spray.
Turning into a self-help podcast.
Oh my gosh. And if you're thinking that the Irish Spring body soap is a bug repellent, it's freaking not. It's a scam. Who the hell told me it was a freaking bug repellent?
I had never heard that when you said it. I was like,
I mean, I didn't buy it because it was a bug repellent. I just bought it because it's just really calm and it's like cooling for like summertime. It is.
Use
it. Yeah. It just feels nice and cold and fresh.
True. No, apparently there was, like, a TikTok thing or something like that where, isn't that where it came from? Like, the
Irish
Spring thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently you have to, like, chop it up, like, the soap, like, bar soap, and chop it up and, like, put it on your porch or something. Apparently that is what...
What?
Yeah, when I Googled it says it's not the body wash gel, it's the bars of soap that I guess people use to help repel it.
I've been doing it wrong.
You gotta just chop up your products and bring them camping with you.
Wait, so I don't get it. Am I supposed to use the soap? I'm supposed to, like, hold it with me?
Well, I think you spread it on the area that you're spending time in. I think that's supposed to help.
But when you're saying spread it in the area, like, what is
no,
that?
No, you're not putting it on yourself.
Okay, so it doesn't touch my body.
No.
It's like a scent thingy.
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
I'm not a scientist.
You give it.
I'm not liable if you get bit.
Okay, here's the thing. Now you have a big ass deck. Go get some Irish Spring. Chop up the bars of soap. and put it in your deck. So next time you hang out there, see if you come out alive or not.
It's gonna be raining. My landlords live below us, and they have like their patio underneath. They're gonna be like, why is it foaming? And smells really good, but foaming.
Oh, party!
It must be the previous tenants.
No, that should be so funny. Oh, Begs and Nevis.
I know, we're going to have to do some kind of...
Love it.
This is going to be a science channel now. We're going to do science experiments. We're going to be Mythbusters. But TikTok busters.
Did you ever like chemistry in high school?
Like the experiments?
Yeah.
I don't think we really did anything that was like that exciting. Really? Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we blew stuff up a lot, which is cool. Well, you never did that?
We did, like...
You ever lit shit on fire? Like, with two chemicals and then it blows up?
I don't think so, no. I was always jealous
because... about chemistry.
I know, they always showed that in movies, but, like, we never got to do it. We literally had to dissect a pig heart, which
ew.
I literally...
No.
No, I mean...
We did that too, but I left the room.
Me too. I was, like, I was friends with the teacher, and I was, like, I'm not doing this. Like, she's gonna do it. Okay.
Really?
It's gonna be over here. It's, like...
Oh, every time we had to, that was biology class, but every time we had to dissect anything, I left the room. I was like,
yeah,
I can't do this. And did I tell you the time my friends pulled a prank on me? So that was my era of loving Hannah Montana, and everything I owned was Hannah Montana. Those were the days that I'm not so proud of, but you know what? It is what it is. And I had this Hannah Montana pencil case, and my friends put a heart in it.
Oh, yeah. You didn't tell me that. That's disgusting.
I almost called the ambulance because it was going into cardiac arrest.
You should
have. I was freaking out.
It was disgusting.
It was sick AF in the worst way possible.
Ooh,
I know.
Those are bad friends.
I know. I never wanted to come to biology class ever again. I was like, I'm out. I'm not here.
Like, what are you? But, ugh. Yeah. Ew.
I know.
That's cruel. We'll tell everyone what your AOL, your AIM screen name was.
No, we're not going to share that.
To.
Anyways, we're
going
to move. No, we're going to.
It's Hannah 1.
No,
Hannah
don't tell them. Stop listening.
Some other number.
You got it all wrong.
No.
I don't even have that email anymore.
Something like that. So
don't
roast
throw me on
comments.
The bus like that. I'm trying. I don't have anything embarrassing about you to share.
I feel like you know plenty about me, but that's okay.
If you share the Hannah Montana, I almost showed it. If you share anything embarrassing about me, I'll make a montage of embarrassing videos about you and post it. How'd you like that, huh? No. No. Anyways, let's talk about Below Deck.
Hannah 1. Below Deck.
Wasn't that episode crazy?
Yeah, that was...
I love how you tried to send me a voice note and then was, like, freaking out, and then you stopped yourself, and you're like, never mind.
I'll talk
about it on the pod.
I was having such an internal conflict, so I was watching it alone. I'm just like, so this is the episode with, like, you know, where two people get kicked off the boat.
That was intense.
I saw some of the cast posting, like, oh, some people reaching out to me about last night's episode. I didn't really think too much of it. I didn't really know what to expect of it.
Oh, because you didn't see the episode yet?
Well, I think I watched it a day late or something. Did you know that it was going to be, like, a crazy big episode? Or were you just going into it blind like me?
Well, so, all I know is that the only thing I saw on Instagram was Aisha posting on her Insta story. And she basically said, like, girls should always feel safe going out at night, regardless how much they've had to drink, regardless what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
She basically was saying, like, it doesn't matter if you're a girl or boy, like, anyone should always feel safe when they're out at night.
Yeah.
And obviously people should, you know, friends should look out for each other. So when I listened to that, I was like, oh, heck, like, what happened? But I didn't really know what to expect. But that's all I saw. And then I watched the episode. And then I was just like, it just got crazier and crazier because I think I was also two episodes behind, as I always am.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, I watched the two back-to-back episodes, and I was just like, holy shit. Like, first, Luke gets kicked out, which we'll get into in a bit, and then Laura gets kicked out, and I'm like, what?
Well,
when
they kicked Luke out, and then I was like, well, you have to kick Laura. Like, I was, like, fuming mad that she was staying, because I didn't obviously, like, that. And I think that's when I started sending you the voice.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, I'm gonna say it. And then I kept watching, and I was like, okay, never mind. Like, she ends up getting kicked out, too. So I was like, what a roller coaster.
Like, initially, when they didn't kick her out, I didn't think anything of it, because obviously I was so focused on Luke. And, like, when they kicked him out, I wasn't, like, shocked that he got kicked out. I was like, well, yeah, that's definitely expected. I was more shocked that that situation happened. That I was like, like, it gave me such chills because the fact that the producer stopped it, that's what freaks me out. Like, if a, I'm not saying I wouldn't be freaked out if another crew member stopped it, just more of like, holy shit, what are the...
Like, it's that serious. Maybe we should talk about, in case someone didn't watch the episode, what had happened.
You enlighten us.
Okay. So, you know, per typical crew night out, they all get plastered, and even at dinner, so usually they go to dinner and then they go out or they'll come back to the boat.
And they do a shit ton of shots, which, like, I can't understand how anyone can take that many shots. Because, like, yeah, we've done our fair share of shots back in the day, but they do a lot. And they drink a lot.
A lot, yeah.
I'm like, why are you guys drinking so much? You literally have to work tomorrow.
I know.
But anyways, keep going.
I think it's really, like, their own, like, their only reprieve from work because, like, they say they all live together and they work together and... You know, this is, they don't really get evenings off, they just sleep. So they're, you know, they're combining their evenings off and, like, weekends, basically, into just one night out, and it's just, you know.
And they do work really hard, and for them, they're also like, oh, we're on holiday, we love to travel, we love to vacation, and they're all young, I guess, so.
Yeah.
They're, like, in a party mindset.
Right, mostly single, too.
I mean, it's still drink a lot.
It's drink a ton, and so they were,
yeah,
they were out, and, like, already at dinner, Margot was saying that she was, like, blacking out. Basically, like, she's saying that she's blacking out.
Yeah.
And then I think they still go out and dance for a little, right?
Yeah, they still partied, and, like, they were all having fun, but, like, it was pretty apparent that, like, Margot was, like, lights on, no one's home. I got that same way.
There you go.
And then in the car ride home, Margot is sitting with Luke in the back seat, and he's, like, kind of holding her, but she's already at that point, like, she's not, like, she's very drunk, but she's coherent in the sense that she's, like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed, like, not tonight. She's basically saying no, no, no a million times.
Yep.
And then the fact that, like, Aisha got out of the van when they arrived the ship and was like, you know what, I'm just gonna sit here and watch them come out. Because she was scared of, like, if Luke would take advantage of her then, because that was kind of the vibe that Luke was giving off.
Yeah.
So that was, and even Margot kept saying, like, I want to go to bed, I want to go to bed. And Luke wasn't like, okay, we'll take you to bed. Because, you know, in the backseat of a car, you have to, like, fix the seat and come out. Mm-hmm. It was, like, one of those. So, like, he wasn't making an active effort, a proactive effort of being like, all right, let's get you to bed. So thankfully Aisha watched over that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens, they get into the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luke was like, oh, let's go to the hot tub. And then Margot was like, no, I don't want to go to the hot tub. Did they drunk eat? I don't remember if they did.
Mm-hmm.
I think Margot might have gone to her room.
Yeah.
And then Luke kept coming in, was like,
right.
But all the girls were there, all the lights were on.
Yeah. So, yeah, so she gets into bed to go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and then they have some kind of, like, and as Luke is basically, I guess, changing to go to the hot tub so he doesn't have pants on, the lights go out on the boat. Like, they
but
have
before
some...
that, Aisha literally got into bed with Margot because she was that concerned that she was, like, do you not remember that?
No.
Yeah, so, like, because Luke kept being, like, kept coming into the room,
oh,
so Aisha was, like, she's going to bed. And then she closed the door and she slept in bed with Margot and waited for Margot to fall asleep,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luke had come down from the hot tub because he went there alone. And then that's when he either went into the shower and he came out and he had a towel on him. And then he went into Margot's room with his towel.
In her bed.
And then he
towel.
Went into, yeah. Yeah, basically he went into bed with her naked and she was passed out.
Yep, and she
and
said
he
no
the
many
door.
Times.
Many, many times.
And that was just disgusting. And, like, I think Aisha, she's been through that. She's experienced that situation before.
Yeah.
And that's why she knew to step in. But then, like, obviously there's, like, the weird chaos of the lights going out and then, like, stuff happening. And he just, like, literally snuck in and then the producer stepped in.
Yeah.
And they're very nice, but, like, firm, and kicked him out of her room. Then he went into his room and locked the door, So yeah. then his roommate can't even get into the room. So then his roommate Chaos. Has to sleep in the guest cabin. And then Aisha obviously is very rightfully so, like, shaken up because this is her crew.
Yeah.
So she's experienced this before. So she wakes
she's
up
probably
captain.
Getting, like, triggered and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Which, oh, gosh, I'm getting chills right now.
I know. But, like, it's good to talk about it. Because, like, obviously at the end of the day, like, it is so scary when stuff like this happens. I mean, I'm, I guess, thankful I don't. Think I know any of my friends that have been through that, unless no one's really said anything, but like I just can't imagine that. And honestly, it is so good to have a good support system. Like, honestly, seeing everything on Instagram and like the awareness is raised and like all the support about it, and just like Aisha just being such a good chief stew and like being there for Margot and really stepping in and like watching her, it's like I feel like sometimes when we're drunk, which I feel like we're old enough where we really haven't been there anymore, but in the past it's like you forget to watch out for your friends sometimes because you're just in the moment and you're having fun.
Right.
So.
And you get to a certain point, like at our age, where, you know each other and you trust each other and you know, like, okay,
yeah.
I know you will know your limits and I can tell, you know, when you're past your limit and that you can make cognitive decisions until you reach your limit. So it's like, oh, I know she's good. Like,
and we all have each other's location, which honestly has been massive help because back in the day, I literally remember one of our friends, I won't name their names, but they, like, had a fate, I think went home with a guy, or we're not sure, but she was so drunk, and we were like, oh my god, did she get home okay? And she wasn't answering her phone, so we were all panicking, but we had our location, and we're like, okay, she's at home, and then, of course, we sent her a million messages being like, please text us the minute you wake up just to know that you are fine at home, and then she did, and then we're like, whew, thank god. But it's, like, just good to, like, check in with your friends just to make sure everything's good.
Always.
Alcohol and partying, man. It's crazy.
Safety is always first.
Yeah.
So, thank god Captain kicked him off. When
I mean, if Captain did not kick him off, though, like, I was already feeling so uncomfortable with that situation. I'm like, they can't continue to work like that.
No, I mean, think about how she feels, too, with, like, being around him and
oh my gosh,
I'm so that would have been so uncomfortable to try to just like pretend it didn't happen almost.
But Luke was a good trooper in the sense that he like took it, he owned it. You know, it's not like he made a fuss about it. It's not like he made the situation worse. He was like, "Yep, you're right. I'm out. Goodbye," and kind of kept moving on. And I hope he learns from it because like in the beginning, sometimes like I don't like this about guys, but like maybe it's just guys. Do girls do this? I don't know. But when you're, like, literally at the beginning of Below Deck, they were like, oh, which girls should we hit on? And even in Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard, they, I said it right, no tongue twisters. But even in the beginning of the house, they're like, all right, guys, let's regroup. What girls do you have dibs on? And it's like, we're not some sort of prize or game. Like, I get, like, you can think someone's cute. And it's just, like, the way they go about it, it almost seems like they're so hungry.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
Because then they get so drunk, and then they're like, I want you. And it's like, okay, dude.
It's a two-way street. I need to pick you.
It's almost like you're blind, like you're seeing red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's scary when guys go into that. And, like, again, do girls do that? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, speaking of crazy girls, fucking Laura. Holy cannoli was so inappropriate to Adam.
So the whole...
so inappropriate.
This whole night when, like, the Margot stuff is unfolding at dinner, at the same time, Laura, which the whole season has been kind of doing this, but, like, especially this episode, is, like, really, really going in on Adam. He's like, oh, because Luke got kicked off, and he's like, before he got kicked off, he rejected her, basically. And she's like, he doesn't love me, I'm gonna go over at them. And then, like, the whole dinner is literally
so
sitting next to him, bugging him, just really aggressively hitting on him, if you can call
and
it
he kept brushing her off, and he blatantly was like, I just want to be friends with you, I don't want to hook up with you. He also did the same thing where he wasn't giving consent. He said no many times, and she kept pushing. I guess it's just like a little, people don't see it as scary because Adam is biologically stronger than Laura. Like,
right.
God forbid anything happened.
Right.
Adam could brush her off, whereas with Luke and Margot, it's not the same.
Right.
That's
but
what makes it more intense, but...
That's true, but it's the same situation,
absolutely,
right? Like,
yeah. Laura was so bad to Adam. Like, that was so cringy to watch and so uncomfortable, Because it's like, Laura, he's not into you.
And
go away.
He said it himself too when I think when she got kicked off, saying, you know, I was really nice about it. Maybe if I was meaner about it, maybe she would get the hint.
That like broke my heart too. Because obviously it sucks to see a guy that's so mean to a girl when he rejects them. So the fact that Adam was being so sweet and polite, I feel like if anything, wouldn't a girl love that? Like, it's so much better to be rejected in a much nicer, more adult, mature way instead of, like, ew, like, get away from me, you're crazy, you know? Like, you're a psycho. Like, he was like, no, I'll be your friend, but I'm not interested in you. Please respect that. And she did it. Mm-mm. It was so weird.
I'm glad
she got kicked off, too.
Yeah.
And she was the absolute worst after the Margo and Luke situation, where she made it all about herself. That was the most messed up thing I've ever seen in my life.
Me too. So let's talk about that. So like the same night that the like Luke and Margot thing, he crawls into her bed. Laura crawls into his bed and is like, I'm gonna give you a massage. And she gets lotion and puts it on his back.
Laura did this to...
Sorry, to Adam?
Was it Adam or was it Luke?
No, to Adam.
She gave him a massage?
Yes, she crawled into his bed after the hot tub and puts lotion on his back and gives him some, and then the producers take her out.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, it's literally like basically kind of the same situation. Granted, he was awake, not asleep, but very similar situation of like, get out of their bed. That's like, this is their space. No one invited you in. And so...
It's also crazy, too, because he, like, totally could have got physical with her, being, like... He literally could have been, like, back off and, like, really pushed
thrown her off the bus.
I mean, he could have if he wanted to, but it just goes to show, like, how much of a bigger and most amazing person he is, because he was being so patient.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, that breaks my heart when people have to, like, act small because the other person is, like, going at them too strong, and you're, like, I don't know what to do right now. You're, like, paralyzed. And it sucks.
Yeah, that was awful.
So awful.
So, the producers kick her out of Adam's bed, also, like, similar to Luke. But Captain doesn't know about, you know, all of her behavior. So then the next morning, all the Luke stuff comes out. He gets kicked out of, off the ship. He gets fired. And then she starts chatting shit about the situation.
And makes it about herself, which was so effed up. Like, okay, yeah, she went up to Margo to be like, hey, how are you doing? Which is the right thing to do. But then immediately turns it around and basically makes Margo feel like shit. Where Laura was like, oh, you didn't invite him to your bed. Well, he should have come to my bed. Or something like that.
Yep.
Oh, she goes, I would have welcomed it. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
Disgusting.
So gross. So gross when she said, I would have welcomed it. Like, bleh. You're mental.
Yep.
I'm sorry to say, but that is messed up.
She's literally saying this to a girl that is processing, like, almost getting assaulted.
Literally processing trauma.
And she's like, oh, I didn't get to say goodbye to Luke. I feel so bad for Luke. Oh, I wish we could say goodbye. She's saying this to everyone, and everyone is just like, what?
And then she goes, I can't believe he got kicked off. I don't think that was warranted. Mm-hmm. He should have had, like, a warning or something. What?
Excuse me? If Captain Jason gave him a warning, I would lose all respect for him. All respect.
Oh, absolutely. But it also goes to show that Laura didn't even acknowledge the fact that she was basically doing the same thing to Adam. And she thought that was okay. So the fact that she thinks her behavior to Adam is okay also kind of makes sense why she didn't understand the seriousness of what Luke did, because she's doing the same thing too.
That's true.
It's like dumb and dumber. Like,
it's disgusting. And so
so it's a good thing Captain was like, bye bye, we don't need this in our ship, we got work to do.
Yeah, and no one should be feeling uncomfortable around anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're in such tight quarters working like 18-hour days.
Honestly, any workplace, though. I mean, nowadays, right? Like, they've obviously taken... Nowadays, in any workplace, like, it's so important that everyone feels safe at work. Because at the end of the day, you're there to do a job. And you can't do your job if you're, like, anxiety's through the roof. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
That's not healthy. That's not normal.
Yeah, and it's just... It's very... I guess it's more, maybe more prone to happen on boats like that because they are living together.
In tight quarters.
Spending their recreational time together.
A lot
you
of
know,
alcohol
the lines get
involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, awful. Yeah. So, peace,
crazy
sayonara.
Ass episode.
Both
I told
of them
you.
To be gone.
When I watched it, I was like, oh my God. And I was like, on my phone, like, writing a million notes. I mean, I clearly memorized it because I didn't even look at my phone once because it was crazy.
Crazy.
I'm telling BD, man.
It's a good season that Aisha said. And
they're getting that
season.
Secret
she
sauce
right.
from Vanderpump and they're just like tossing it into their stuff because this stuff's nuts.
But the thing is, these are people's lives. Like these
so...
aren't scripted things, you know? Like it's truly just
Well,
I
that's
don't
what
know.
Makes it so mind blowing too, is because it's not scripted that you're like, what the actual F? Like crazy. And then did you see the preview of the next coming episodes?
Oh yeah, you did tell me to watch it. Yeah.
I mean, you
Can
didn't
you
have
remind
to...
me what happens in the preview?
It's nothing insane. It's just more the fact that Joao is coming
oh,
back.
Oh yeah!
But
that Aisha's... was shocking! Her reaction
was so good! She literally just goes, you do the accent. It's so...
No, I can't do it on demand.
No. Alright.
I'm taking a hiatus to work on my craft.
Never mind, we're bad from accents. We're really bad at it.
Yeah, apologies again about last episode and all of our accents. We were just on one, and by on one, I mean day drinking all day at LA.
You guys can enjoy last episode more if you have a couple drinkies, maybe, and then you can just laugh with all the nonsense.
I know, that's gonna be crazy. I was not expecting
I
that.
I just can't wait to see Aisha and Joao's dynamic. That's what I'm excited for.
Because they did work on the boat together previously, right? And
they did
just didn't get along.
Below Deck Men. When Hannah was the chief of stew and Joao was, I don't know, bosun or something. I don't know, I can't remember. But, oh man, it was just so funny. She said something so funny where she was like, maybe it was at Watch What Happens Live, but she was like, if I had to sleep with Joao. Oh, I think they did like Chuck fuck Mary. No, that doesn't make sense.
Chuck?
I'm saying it wrong.
You said Chuck.
What is it?
Oh!
Shag, marry, kill.
Yeah.
What is Chuck fucking marry? Oh, because you like chuck them away.
Oh.
Shag, okay. Marry, kill. That's better.
Who is Chuck?
No, you've never heard of Chuck with me?
No.
Well, shag, marry, kill.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so funny because they picked Drow. Oh,
like,
they picked. Who are the other people that Aisha hate? It was so funny.
I think
so
it was
funny.
Like Culver and Gary, maybe, or something like that.
No. They were like these three guys that, like, Aisha's frenemy is. We're gonna have to look it up, but it was hilarious because she was, like, so torn. She was like, oh, I can't pick. They're so bad. She was like, I guess if I have to pick Drow, maybe I'll sleep with him, but maybe with a bag over my head or something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Dying to laughing.
It's funny because she's like so nice, but she can be so savage sometimes too.
When she is savage, it's so
joke. It's so good. So that's going to be juicy. Keep watching
the
scenes.
I know. I cannot wait. How is your Southern Charm journey going?
I was just
going
to say.
Any progress?
Yeah, I finished.
You finished it?
Yeah, well, I finished the one season.
No, but that's awesome, though.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm into it. I'm in. I'm all in.
Yes!
I'm ready to watch all the seasons. I had an epiphany. I think it was at the reunion because...
Oh, you watched the reunion too?
Yeah. Because Shep says he doesn't watch the show. And I was like, oh my gosh, Gary and Shep.
Mm-hmm.
Both adult babies.
Mm-hmm.
Forever children that can't... basically watch themselves.
Well, they know
being immature
too.
And just I think that they basically can't self-reflect and look at themselves, and you know,
they know they
better themselves,
full of themselves. They know they were humiliated. And did you see the two parallels where they both had women that they loved and they both screwed up and they're like, oh, we can't watch that back.
Oh yeah,
Gary, Daisy,
that.
Shep, and Taylor.
Yeah, that was dude. Like Shep,
great
bro.
Comparison.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of that, but yeah,
adult babies.
Seriously,
just
Shep's in Argentina right now. By the way, FYI, he is literally traveling the world.
Yeah,
literally.
He doesn't have anything else to do. He doesn't work and he just can't keep a girlfriend, so like what else is he gonna do?
Seriously though.
I'm glad he's enjoying his life. I guess he's just gonna be a forever bachelor.
Did you like the dog wedding and yeah! that season?
They're not together anymore.
I know. Oh,
so sad.
Why did you come with that negative?
Anita's dog.
Like father, like son. No, like father, like son. Yeah,
that's what Andy said. That was hilarious. I'm really excited to watch more seasons. I'm also excited to just see like the character development, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I just thought it was so funny that like, of course, Paige is like visiting Charleston and she's gonna have a dog wedding.
And it was very very formal, like very actual.
It was like Patricia's house, which is like baller.
That's crazy.
Dude.
Can you tell me about Whitney? Because I don't, and Patricia, and like, how, like, why are they all, what's the deal?
Yeah, so obviously it's been a while since I watched it, but I do know that, like, Whitney has been really good friends with, like, Shep, and because they're similar in age, they're, like, in their 40s, but I also think they're, like, family friends. Like, I'm pretty sure Patricia is really good with, like, Shep's mom. And again, Charleston's like very small, right? And they're all like super, like Shep is from a very wealthy family. So is Whitney. Honestly, season one talks about it way more. And like, I watched that like 5 billion years ago at this point.
Okay.
But they're essentially family friends. And then like Craig came into the picture because he became friends with Shep. But I'm sure that's kind of how they all got introduced.
Okay.
Obviously same with Austin, like he moved to Charleston and then they became friends. Forgot how they all became friends, to be honest with. But that's pretty much the gist of it. And, like, really what I can, like, guess is that Patricia's, like, so... I mean, she's on the cast. Like, she's in the show. But, like, Shep's mom's out of the show. But I guess Patricia's almost like a Lisa, where she's, like, friends with all of them. And, like, she has them over for her dinners. Like, you obviously saw that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she literally does, like, boys' dinners and girls' dinners. Like...
when Craig kept bringing things, I was laughing out loud, like, echoing my laughter through halls. Like, that was so funny.
Do you like Craig more now, though, that you watch Southern Charm?
I understand the allure, because if you compare him to Austin and Shep, you're like, wow, Craig is a saint compared to these two.
And I can see that.
And I do like his, like, hobbies. He's not, like, a typical dude that, you know, like, just frat bro, whatever.
And like, he, like, works really hard. Like, you went to law school.
That's crazy.
And if you watch, you know, Southern Charm backwards, what's the opposite of, well, you'll see the characters developing, but backwards.
I was just thinking that. I might have to bookend it. So I think I might just go back to season one now and then just go for... through from there, because I feel like maybe working backwards.
I mean, season one, you'll obviously get like the gist of it. To be honest, I started really enjoying it when I started watching season three, only because I thought season one and two was more on the older side in terms of the quality it was produced.
Mm-hmm.
But I did watch it just so I could understand like the origins and like, you know, how they all get there.
Okay.
But season three, I think, is when it really is like. You can start there, watch the show. That's when I got hooked, from season three onwards.
Okay.
Because I started watching it backwards as well. And then I was like, this isn't making sense.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's also so much, like, banter and stuff that you're not really going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, earlier you were like, oh, I love Naomi. And I'm like, yeah, but you haven't, like, seen her before.
Right.
So you're going to obviously have a different opinion.
Yeah. So, okay. I'll start
with
one.
Why'd you like it?
Yeah. Sorry it took me so long.
It only took how long? Like,
I know. I got, well, there's only so much
TV. 2 years of me pestering
you. Can watch, you know? But I am enjoying it.
I'm glad you like it now, because the new season's going to come out soon.
September
We're
going to
need
14th.
A viewing party, obviously.
Yeah.
And, like, Suze will obviously be down. Who else likes Southern Charm?
Well, we'll just put up a little thing on our Instagram and see if, you know.
Oh, true. I know that we can do that now.
Yeah.
So keen.
Yay.
Well, I'm glad you like it. And I'm sure it obviously helped that you went to Charleston. So
yes,
like,
that helps a lot. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been there. Oh my gosh, I've been there.
I'm excited. Well, should we open this package?
Yeah, Jess has a little surprise package.
We all have a little surprise package. So, I don't know if you guys know, but Hayden Cohen, our favorite influencer, thank you for this, Hayden, was doing a little giveaway because he does these giveaways like monthly or something. He's so sweet. And I got this box, so it's whatever's in here is for us. So do you want to open it?
You open it. It's your box.
Well, it's like for us. Like,
it's for you. It's, your
name's it's for the company. It's a company gift. So we are unwrapping here. Oh my god, LOL Liquid IV. Do you
amazing.
Have you used these before?
Yeah, of course.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Do you not?
I mean, I don't really use them, but I feel like I don't really need to.
No, you should use them. They're amazing.
I don't really get that hungover.
No, but this is just good for like any hydration. Like I was chugging these after moving and it's good.
Really?
It's so fun. Yeah, a good post workout.
We can divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah. Well, if we're dividing and conquer,
let's
cut this in half. Well, I already have one of these and like
this is
a little different.
Like a Tula cosmetic kit. Some people aren't watching the videos.
Oh, yeah. So this is the Tula kit that Mona... Oh, it's exactly what we already have.
Oh, my god.
Yeah, it's got, like, here, read this out. It's, what's that? That's the...
Angel Skincare Instant Depuff Eye Renewal Serum.
Very nice. And then this is the Rose Glow Under the Eyes.
Cooling and Brightening Eye Balm.
Makes them feel like a glazed donut. Oh my god. And then this is the Tula face wash.
Cult classic.
And then this is the piece of paper inside the kit.
Oh, with Hayden on it. Look how cute. What a handsome man.
No, Hayden, we have this and we love it. So we're definitely happy to have more and we'll
so
just
sweet.
Divide and conquer or just keep, we'll pass it around. Like well, every week you get a little bit of this. It's like the traveling sisterhood of Tula.
Yeah.
Or something
sister
like that.
Of the traveling Tula.
Sister, that's even better. I don't even know what I said. Forget about it. We got the little hat again.
Little good morning to everyone hat.
Love it.
You might have seen this in previous videos because we both have these.
And look.
Oh!
That's why I was like, holy shit. We're going to have to fight to the death.
No,
this is
yours. Quench your H2O tumbler.
Every girl on the internet is going to lose their shit. Because my cousin is going to lose her shit. She loves these Stanley cups. Like,
really?
Oh my god.
They're
so many. They are. But it's awesome.
Cute.
And then
a cute color. It's like
there's a card. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Open it.
Best gift of all.
So while Jazz is opening this envelope, we'll tell you about. So right before we started this podcast at our friend's bachelorette party, when we were going into dinner, Hayden Cohen at Haters on Instagram was coming out of dinner and we both freaked out.
We lost our shit.
And he was the nicest human ever. He took pictures with us. He was asking about, you know, what we were up to and like, oh, we're going out here tonight. Like, oh, he's like, maybe I'll be there. And he was just so, so sweet. And so we got to meet him before and he was just really, really kind. Read the note.
His card says, Jasmine, thank you so much for following and supporting. Enjoy these goodies. Love heart. Love Hayden. That's so sweet. Hayden, thank you so much for this. This is gonna be awesome. We'll share this with the company.
No,
the next company's social, and we'll raffle these goodies. Our company is this is it. So
no, these are yours.
That's
the
so end of
sweet.
The
giveaway.
What an amazing giveaway. So cute. Aww. I love it.
Thanks,
what else
Steve,
you got for me,
listening.
Man?
Okay, I mean that. What gotta end on a beautiful, positive note like that?
Yes, that's true. What do we have? Well, we have Below Deck tonight.
Really, I think that's all that's going on. We're not really watching Roni or the other one. That's
no,
fine.
We're not. But
if you want to hear about those, you can listen to Lala's podcast because
she talk about it.
She's a big Bravo, mostly Housewives, I think, fan. And she basically recaps them.
Salt Lake City's coming back.
Whoa.
I'm intrigued.
I didn't finish last season either.
But I don't know. I'm intrigued with this season. I'm still bummed that Jin Shah's in jail. Because, like,
I don't know what's happening. Can we use your cameras in jail, please? That would be the ultimate content. Like, that show would blow up.
It would be. If Bravo's really trying to test their, like, abilities of craziness. Start filming these, what do you call them? Victims? Not victims, the opposite of them. Felons? Yeah.
Yeah.
Start filming people in jail.
I think there are a couple of shows about people in jail, but I don't think Bravo has any. So, hey, Bravo, you're trying to expand.
I don't know.
Opportunity.
Well, that's it for me today. I guess we can end on that high note.
What a wonderful, beautiful high note. I hope everyone has an amazing week. Watch Below Deck Down Under. Get ready for Southern Charm. Maybe even just watch the reunion over again from last season just to like freshen your mind. Yeah, going into the season.
I follow them all on social. I know exactly what's going on. I mean, I definitely don't know what to expect, obviously, but like, I know who's who and stuff. But obviously for the folks on the phone, definitely take this advice if you don't, because it's definitely going to be a good refresher, because this was a wild, wild reunion.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a big season.
Oh my god, dude, it was so funny. So now that you know Madison, you have to listen to this Giggly Squad episode where it's like Paige and Hannah being like, literally, Paige is saying like, I love Madison, I love her voice.
What?
Well, I think she was more saying like she loved her accent.
Okay.
And then they were just like mimicking like the reason why they love the accent, because they're like, oh, it's so sweet, like it just sounds so much better when you're like trying to be mean. And I can't even say what they said. I'll let you listen to it later. Okay. Like, I'll find it on my phone. But for the folks on the phone, as you know, Giggly Squad, they're not paying me. I just love them so much. They're so effing funny. But that's it for me. For reals.
Amazing.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a good one. Don't forget to rate us and follow us and keep up. Let us know on Instagram if you want us to talk about anything. And goodbye. We love you.
ASMR. Bye.